Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day where we can see you afresh as you have taken hold of our heart, Lord. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, and our hearts are in your hand like a river, and you direct us as you write your laws on our hearts and on our minds. And thank you, Lord, for our tongues that can then declare and confess your love and your light, blessing ourselves, blessing our soul, our intellect, our emotions, our feelings, and then being a blessing wherever we go, bringing light into the darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are your fragrance, but only because you have called us and you let your fragrance, release your fragrance to our hearts, Lord, to our minds, to our attitudes, to our actions. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Trust you all have a beautiful day. Our readings is Matthew 15, and it's verses 10 and 11. And Jesus calls to the crowd and says to them, listen and try to understand. It's not what comes in through a person's mouth, in through your mouth, but it's what goes out of your mouth that defiles you. And so we can just understand the importance of the tongue. You know, we, it says in where's it, Romans, James chapter 3, the tongue is the rudder of our life. Can lead us into destruction, or it can lead us and keep us into the blessings of the beauty that God has got for our lives. So life and death is on the power of the tongue, and that's why it's so important, you know, that we receive the gospel and we've heard God loved us as much as he loved Jesus. We were predestined in Jesus, and that we need to believe and confess unto salvation. So that believing and that taking hold of the gospel had to become something we confessed. And it says we confess unto salvation. And that confession must grow, and it must. We need to carry on with that. And the only way we can do that is have a relationship. Get stirred up every morning. Seeing God's goodness, his spirit move upon our hearts, and then we can speak that out and so grow into this wonderful love plan that God has got for our lives. So that's the beauty. We came out of darkness by calling on the Lord. You see the importance of the tongue again? Belief, yes, but then also the tongue. So your tongue brings about that reality. As you speak, then God watches over those wonderful truths that you have taken hold of and brings them to pass in your life. So again, this morning, just be encouraged. God loves you. He's got a plan for you. And as you draw close to him, he lights your fires, and he gives you the light and the understanding you need. And then you confess it. And you go into that day aware of a good God that is with you, that will never leave you or forsake you. He starts a work and he completes it. And therefore, we can just say, hallelujah, Lord, thank you. You called us out of darkness to know you, to experience you and confess you to the world. So thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for another day. And so from the rising of the sun to the going down, we will praise you. Our tongues will give evidence of your beautiful love. You've called us out of darkness, circumcised our heart, and now our praise is from you, and we let it flow. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.